Community beautification could mean a lot of things. Picking up trash, planting flowers, adding a fresh coat of paint here or there. In Soldotna, a collaborative effort is taking a more creative approach to beautification, using public art as a way to both spruce up town and boost the local economy.
The idea is a long-term approach to community beautification and public art, where all the different parts fit together as a whole. And at the same time, they don't cost a lot of money to either implement or to maintain in the long term.
That's Joe Cashi, president of the nonprofit Art Space organization.
The community has to look nice and be attractive to people to invite better paid people to come and work here. So this is just one part of a larger economic development aspect for community. But at the same time, in and of itself, the idea of community beautification, public art, makes it a nicer place for everybody.
Art Space is collaborating with the Rotary Club of Soldotna, the City of Soldotna, the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, and local businesses to launch a multifaceted public arts initiative. The latest accomplishment is the ribbon cutting on Sunday for a new art display installation at Soldotna Creek Park. The art park consists of two wood-framed glassed-in panels on which photo prints, paintings, drawings, and other two-dimensional artwork can be exhibited outdoors in the middle of Soldotna's busiest park, yet be protected from the weather. That proved important Sunday, as Soldotna's newly elected mayor, Pete Sprague, pointed out, with the ribbon cutting taking place between rain showers.
I checked the doppler right before I came over, and it's supposed to start raining at 1 o'clock, so we got a window there.
Art Space and its collaborators have a whole slate of projects to accomplish in the community. Some are already complete, including an emerging artist festival, a photography contest, and displaying reproductions of murals submitted to Rotary's Paint the Kenai project around town. Others are in the works. Among them, an installation of art display drawers will open at the Soldotna Public Library in December. A photo gear and art supply swap is being planned, and an art reproduction and photo printing workspace for use by the public is coming to the library. Other projects will be ongoing, such as art shows and sales, contests, various workshops, and periodic calls for art submissions. They're all interconnected. Artists can use the equipment at the library to make prints to submit to the various art shows. Some of the first display in the art park are winners of the first biennial juried photo contest, and so on. Self-sustainability is another of the goals, so that the projects feed off of and into each other.
In tight economic times, we need to find a way in which we can do these sorts of things in high traffic, high volume, highly leveraged ways that don't cost a lot of money, that have very minimal long-term economic costs.
Liam Floyd was one of the winners of Art Space's first photo contest and has one of his shots on display in the park. He's a senior in high school and just took up photography about 10 months ago. Having exposure has been a huge boost.
Because it's getting my name out there and people are getting to see my stuff, and so I'm excited. It's here, and when people come in the summer, hopefully it's going to draw a lot more attention.
And hopefully the benefits won't just be for the artists, but for everyone in town.
We've got a beautiful park and a beautiful location, and I think that the arts are really a key component of quality of life. And I think that this art park is really another component to really lift the quality of life here in Soldotna, to improve what we have and really to build on for the future.
For more information about Art Space, visit its website, artspacealaska.org. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.